Hello everyone in AudioMo. This is day 12, I believe, of AudioMo. I'm horrible with dates. One of these days I'm going to get this wrong, or I have gotten it wrong already. Don't really have a huge amount to talk about today. I'm going to make this one quick, I think. I'm currently in the process of waiting on dinner. I ordered pizza, which I don't do very often, but once in a while I order pizza. And I ordered it from Domino's, because I haven't had Domino's for a while. I know lots of people aren't a fan. Holly specifically is not. I like their pizza. Their pizza's pretty good. It's certainly not the best. I think the Canadian Domino's may be better than the American Domino's, but to be fair, I've only had a small sample of the restaurants in each country, so. I really like their lava cakes, though. And I got something called garlic bacon fingers, and I got a pizza as well. But one of the things that's really cool when you order from Domino's, on the page where it tells you, you know, your order was complete and everything, you get a running progress report on the status of your order. Like, it shows that it's being prepped, that it's in the oven. Apparently Russell has put my pizza in the oven at 4:46. Let's just see if there's any change there, because I know everyone is fascinated by that. I'm sure. Oh, I better hurry. Apparently Andrew has left the store with my order. I better make sure I'm ready for that. Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pause this, and I will come back later on, because I want to make sure I'm ready. Alright, so through the magic of the pause and resume recording feature, my pizza is here, and I'm going to go eat that. But it was really fast. It was like, the order was placed at 4:40, and I think it came at like 4:56. So, not that Domino's isn't super far away from me, so that's how come that was. But, yeah, so I'm going to go eat my dinner. But the other two things I wanted to quickly talk about before I do that is, mainly just talk about that we did the podcast today. If you didn't happen to hear it live, it should be out maybe on Saturday. And we talked a lot about we kind of revisited the iPhone anniversary, and we talked about sort of the future, sort of a looking back and looking to the future kind of an episode. So that was fun. Talked about things we expect to see in iOS 8 and OS 10 Yosemite. I bet I'm going to say OS 10 all the time. But yeah, so it was a good show. If you missed it live, it will be on the maccessibility.net in the not too distant future. I just got a low battery warning. Hopefully that doesn't impact the recording. I guess we'll see. All right, and the last thing I wanted to mention, just a quick thing, follow-up from yesterday, I was talking about Launch Bar. Apparently they have a new technique for demos. You can get a 30-day full-functioning demo. You can buy it for, I think it's $29.95. The upgrade price is $19.95. But if you don't want to buy it, you can actually continue to use it for free. But apparently they've introduced some delays, so as you use it, there might be pauses. I don't know how that's going to work, because I'm probably going to pay for the update. But it might be worth checking out if you're at all interested in Launch Bar, and you get past the 30 days. The delay for the free version might not be too bad. So I guess we'll see. Hopefully I'm still recording, and the battery warning didn't mess it up. So that's going to do it for this episode. I'll talk to you all tomorrow. Cancel button. Save draft button. Delete draft button. Message save draft cancel. 5 minutes and 19 seconds. Pause recording button. Oh, what is happening? I don't know. 5 minutes and pause recording. Well, that was exciting, wasn't it? You get to end this audio boo with, an episode of Watch Darcy figure out how to use the AudioMo app. So, Hope you enjoyed that. Talk to you tomorrow.